Aurora Healthcare has pledged to keep price increases below the medical consumer price index, which has risen 5%. Hospitals in Wisconsin increased the rates by 7% last year. Those in southeastern Wisconsin were much higher. Aurora's decision to keep a lid on prices comes after a summer of legislative hearings trying to find a culprit for skyrocketing costs, along with failed attempts to resurrect hospital rate setting and limit new construction. Representative Sheldon Wasserman is an OBGYN doctor in Milwaukee. The Democrat says that kind of government intervention won't work in a free market. Wasserman says Aurora is taking a step in the right direction, although critics may have pushed the company to act.
They're under a lot of pressure for being so-called high-priced, the highest-priced health care in the southeastern part of Wisconsin, so they have to respond to that. So they are responding, and I think that's good. And I also think it sends a message to other healthcare systems that people are looking at how much healthcare costs.
Aurora will pay for newspaper ads in southeastern Wisconsin to carry a report of its cost control efforts, which include preventing small medical problems from growing into big, expensive ones. Diane De Los Santos, a spokesperson for Aurora, admits their efforts alone won't lower a nationwide issue of rising health care costs.
We believe that until providers like ourselves, as well as employers and insurers, brokers, labor leaders, and patients themselves are all working together on solutions, we will not find meaningful long-term solutions to this crisis.
Hospitals like Aurora blame low Medicaid reimbursement and rising drug costs for boosting patient bills. Representative Wasserman agrees that prescription drugs play a role. He says patients will ask for an expensive drug advertised on television as opposed to a cheaper one that's just as effective but not as well known. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.